why my vote matters. I proudly grasp a freshly sharpened pencil. Today is the day. Today is finally the day. I look up and down the long, crisp page, my eyes scanning the now familiar names I have studied for months. With a newfound sense of duty, I darken each tiny oval. I take my time, savoring the feeling of freedom that comes with this responsibility. I have finally come of age. I have finally reached this milestone, my 18th birthday, the point at which I can vote in an election. For now, this is only a dream, a vision I replay in my mind as I wait for that day in 2020 when I can finally experience the feelings that come with exercising one of the most important rights to every American citizen, the right to vote. I can imagine the immense sense of pride and freedom I will feel when I fill in my ballot and cast my first vote in an election. I value democracy, and I look forward to exercising my right to vote with eager anticipation. Why, then, don't all Americans share my excitement about casting a ballot? Why don't we, as a nation, have a higher voter turnout for elections? It's disheartening to me that many Americans don't think that casting a ballot for a particular candidate truly matters in the election result. In 2016, for example, 25% of non-voters who were eligible to vote in the presidential election said they did not vote because they believed, quote, my vote would not matter. Are they right? Of course not. Does each vote matter? Of course. Ask Charles Bennett Smith. His seat in Congress, the 36th Congressional District of New York, was determined by vote number 20,685, the single deciding vote in that 1910 election. Or ask Mike Kelly, whose seat on the Alaska House of Representatives in 2008 was decided by a margin of just one vote, 5,018 to 5,017. While it is an uncommon occurrence for an election to be decided by one vote, these examples dramatically illustrate the importance of each individual's vote and how much a single vote can matter. A vote is a voice. Although one single vote typically does not have the power to change history, groups of people coming together and exercising their right to vote does change history. The collection of these one-voice votes proves that the saying is true. There is strength in numbers. When we join with others, together our votes become a powerful collective voice. Although it may feel like a singular vote can get lost in a sea of large numbers, if we have failed to exercise our voting rights, we have quieted our voice, not only in the current election, but for the process of governing into the future. When all Americans turn out to exercise their voting rights, only then can America say the election has truly captured the will of the people. What happens when the will of the people is not heard, when votes aren't counted, and voices are silenced? Freedom is lost, democracy is threatened, and liberty is at stake. I have seen firsthand what it's like to have your voice and your vote taken away. In 2016, I helped to resettle a newly arriving refugee family from Syria. The family of six, two parents and their four young girls, fled their homeland, their culture, and their war-torn Damascus neighborhood because the ruling, repressive regime silenced their voices and threatened their safety. This family doesn't know what it means to be heard, to have political freedom, and to have a chance to safely express their views through a vote. They are still learning to find their voices and feel safe. Coming to know and understand this family has taught me not to take for granted the freedom we enjoy in America. My vote matters because it's an expression of my freedom. American women suffragists knew this and fought hard for it. In the words of activist Carrie Chapman Catt, quote, the vote is the emblem of your equality, the guarantee of your liberty. But it's not enough to value my vote because of the equality and liberty it represents. Not only is voting the foundation of democracy, in my view, there is something more, something even more personal. When I think about darkening those ovals on my first official ballot, I think about the brave men and women who came before me and the sacrifices they made to make this privilege possible. They gave so much to secure democracy and freedom for our nation and our citizens. Casting my vote with honor and commitment is a way to honor those who came before me and fought for this freedom. It connects me with the past and gives me hope for the future. My vote is my voice, and it matters.